Today, Seattle-based Trident Seafoods owns more than 40 vessels and operates plants in nearly a dozen Alaska communities. But Chuck Bundren, the company's founder, didn't intend to make a living in the seafood industry when he got his first job as a deckhand. Here's Chuck's son, Joe, who has been Trident's chief executive since 2013.
He was pre-veterinary medicine down at Middle Tennessee State, and he it's expensive.
Bundren was 19 and wanted a job that would pay for his education. So in 1961, he drove from Indiana to Seattle, where he landed a deckhand job.
No, he never went back to college. Hardest working human being. I've met a lot of people in my life, a lot of really amazing people, but I have never met any human being on the planet that would outwork that man. Never.
Bundren and two other fishermen founded Trident in 1973 with one boat, the 135-foot Billiken, which was the first Alaska vessel to catch, process, and freeze crab at sea.
They actually extracted all the meat from the shell, put it in 15-pound Long John containers, and we froze it.
Trident's first years coincided with the passage of the Magnuson-Stevens Act in 1976, which forced foreign fleets out of fisheries that extended 200 miles offshore. Bundren's competitive nature and long-term view directed Trident's trajectory. In the 1980s, he took advantage of the Bering Sea's schools of pollock, not a popular fish in America at the time. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, in a floor speech last month, said Bundren took risks on land to cement his investment in the whitefish.
He studied the Japanese methods for catching and processing pollock. He strategized about how Trident could enter this market. And then in 1981, he took a pretty bold move. He built a plant on a very remote Aleutian island, Accutan, for onshore processing of crab, salmon, and of course, pollock.
In one of his best-known business maneuvers, Bundren struck deals with many of the country's leading fast food chains, like McDonald's, to switch their fish sandwiches from cod to pollock. As the chief executive of Trident, Bundren was known for running a tight ship and emphasizing the importance of his employees. Here he is speaking in a 1989 video, which was shared during a celebration of life service.
I take more pride in having somebody that's been with me 10 years and 12 years and 15 years. They become like a family. It's, this company, no matter what size it ever becomes, it's going to be still a close family. And that's the attitude that management's going to maintain, and that is the key to Trident's success, is its people.
Bundren made lasting connections during his early years in Alaska, too. Pen Air founder Oren Siebert remembers meeting Bundren when he fished in Chignik.
Of course, he was just another fisherman, just a kid, actually, in those days. But over the years, he got into the crab business. Of course, a lot of my flying was supporting that crab industry.
In December of 1968, Siebert was flying a mail route when he crashed on an Aleutian island, injuring his leg and gashing his head. Bundren was fishing nearby when word went out that Siebert and his passengers were stuck.
He heard about the problem, and he dropped his fishing, steamed into Palouse Harbor, picked us up. It was me, a doctor, and two nurses, four of us, and took us into Cold Bay, 40 miles away, but no other way to get there. So we've had a special relationship ever since that day.
Joe Bundren said his father first came to Bristol Bay in 1979. Trident has a plant in Naknek. Since then, Chuck traveled to the region every summer, except for 2020. This summer, Bundren took his last trip to the bay with his son and grandson, who fishes here now.
I knew my dad's health was, continuing to fade, and I told him, I don't care if I have to strap you on my back and carry you, Pops, we're going again, and he gave me two thumbs up, and back to Alaska we went. So Bristol Bay was one of our stops, and it's part of my soul. So to be able to do this with my dad one more time was abundantly special to me.
Bundren served as the chair of the company's board until his death. Forbes magazine estimates he had a fortune worth at least $1.3 billion when he died. Bundren struggled with a degenerative disease for more than 10 years. He died at home in Edmonds, Washington. He was 79. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.